Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans, and it is Bullfighting Thursday here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right, brought to you by Making8.com. We're bringing you all the action right here. So want to welcome y'all on there with us today. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some bullfighters. Now, we got some guys like Ross Hill. We got five-time world champion Rob Smets that are, you know, have been a part of Making8. We've had them on our back on the ranch shows. But you know what? We're going to make this show about you guys, the bullfighters, Thursday afternoons. We want to sit back and talk with y'all. And, you know, there's a lot that we can be doing here for the sport. But there's a lot of questions that I have in regards to the sport of bullfighting. And, you know, whether you're a freestyler or protection, you know, they really both go hand in hand. But you know what? One of the big things that have been brought to my attention is there are too many bullfighters and not enough shows for them. You know, so what can you do to fix that? What can we as, you know, people in the rodeo industry, what can we do, you know, to help make those differences? You know, it's a cutthroat business. I mean, it really is. You know, you got guys that are doing it for a lot cheaper, these performances, and, you know, their skill levels are not that great. And, you know, so it makes it tough on the bullfighters that are trying to make a living at it. You know, there's some things that, you know, that I had as far as suggestions. You think bullfighters should go to a school before they, you know, are allowed to go to sanctioned events. You know, there's a lot to do. You know, I mean, should the bullfighters be getting paid more? In my opinion, absolutely. You know, I mean, they're just trying to cover their traveling expenses, and they're not able to even do that with a lot of these shows paying out so little money. So what can we do to fix that? 646-915-9940 is the number to call. Come on, bullfighters, where you at? Let's talk. We've actually got one on the line right here. Let's see if we can't jump down there to him. 816 area code, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hello, Scott. Scotty Plowman here.
Hey, how you doing, Scotty?
Doing okay today. Walking blessed.
There you go, man. You know what? That's the best. That's the best way to walk. Let me tell you, that's the only way you can really get down the roads like you need to. I know that I've seen your Facebook comments and you kind of going through a rough time, but we're not going to get into that a whole lot. I just want to let you know that our prayers are definitely going out to you and your family right now, buddy.
No, I appreciate it, and there's a lot of other folks out there helping me out too. And I'm just glad God has blessed me with it. Good friends and in and out of the rodeo business. And you know, funny thing about it is a lot of my friends wear grease paint.
And, is that right?
Yes, sir. And I've been fortunate to work as a bullfighter and as a barrel man currently. And over the years, that has been an ongoing saga. There's just not much money in fighting bulls until you get up to a certain level in your career. And I have seen all of the qualities demonstrated that you were talking about earlier. You know, why is it that the guys who don't seem to be able to fight bulls are getting the gigs? and some of these very, very, very talented young men that I see coming along at the local and amateur levels aren't seeming to get a break. And, you know, that's been a question that's been going on in this sport from the beginning, because there are so many young men that are talented that want to do the job.
You know, well, think about it, though, Scott. You know, I mean, you've got how many events would you say throughout the year that are actually big-paying performances for these guys that are, have the big names, like, you know, Ross Hill or Dusty Tuckness and these guys that are, you know, how many big performances would you say go on a year?
Now, you know, those guys are probably booking 60 to 70 perfs, maybe.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, I take a step back. I want to mention a gentleman by the name of Kevin Yeager.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of Kevin or not, but he won the PRCA Showcase Bullfight last year and the IPRA Bullfight as well. Very talented.
Okay.
Very talented bullfighter with some definite next-level skills.
Right.
And I worked a rodeo up in Lamar's, Iowa, with him earlier this summer. I know what I was making, and I'm pretty sure I was making better than the bullfighters were. And, you know, this is one of the top up-and-coming young bullfighters in the business today. And I would speculate he probably barely got gas money out of the booking.
Yeah. And that's,
you know,
that's a shame for the job that they do out there. And, you know, coming from a bull riding background, you know, I know what those bullfighters are doing in that arena. And, you know, we get out there and we're one, two, maybe three bulls if we have to get a re-ride a show. Those guys are in it for 30, 35, you know, sometimes even 40 bulls that they're out there head-to-head with these guys on the ground, you know. It's tough.
You know, a few years ago, a clown and bullfighters guild, they tried to get it going to try to develop some professionalism in the craft and kind of work as a bargaining unit. You know, of course, you've got a lot of guys out there trying to get their dream fulfilled, and we'll do a rodeo for free.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference. Maybe we need to structure some levels to give these guys an opportunity to fight bulls. But they've got to go in our own minds, and maybe as a group, they've got to reach a certain level before we can issue them a card, you know, that they can fight bulls.
Right.
It makes to that. I'm looking at young men up in this part of the country, up in the Midwest, a young man by the name of Nate Franks, who's done a lot of stuff in Lyle Sankey schools, outstanding young talent. Another young man out of South Dakota, Tyler Coxwell, that's just an extremely good bullfighter. And you're looking at these guys, and they can't book jobs because somebody's drinking buddy is going to step in and do it for free.
Yep.
And you don't always
right.
end up with the professionalism or the skills that are necessary to do the job safely and effectively for all parties concerned.
Yep.
You know,
so now you... Yeah, now you've got bull riders that are getting hurt out there because the bullfighters are not stepping in where they need to be, and they're
stock.
Not at the right places. Yep.
And stock.
A
lot of people realize a good bullfighter can help keep that bull in a position. You know, by going in too soon or too late, you can come into a bull out of position, and you can injure that sucker. And, you know, there's those are things that get learned with a lot of bulls and the right kind of coaching in the arena. And we look at some of these programs that have come along trying to develop the talents. One group in particular that focuses on protection matches. And, you know, the bullfighters, before they compete there, have to go through their school program.
Yeah.
I'm closely associated with Sankey Schools. And you know, we have some outstanding talent coming along, and Lyle tries to help these young men with their marketing skills.
Right.
But, you know, that's just kind of my opinion, though. I agree with you 100%. I think there needs to be some kind of a qualification basis, just like you would at any union, before somebody's able to go out and bid with you would consider a journeyman-type position.
I'd agree. As a matter of fact, that word itself was actually brought up this week as I was talking to some of the bullfighters, and that was a union, you know. And that's really the feeling behind it. You've got a lot of great talent out there that can't get booked in enough shows to make a living at doing what they do, you know. And we're talking about some of the best. And I think they should set themselves apart. You look at the PBR and you look at some of these other, you know, different associations for the sport of bull riding. They're the same way. You know, in order to make it to the Built for Tough Series, you have to compete and earn enough money in the smaller ranks to work your way up. And I think that bullfighters, you know, even though they're contract personnel and they're paid for the performances, I really think that they should have the same, you know, some sort of system that's along those lines where they have to have that. You know, it is a tough job, and something's going to have to give here real soon. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to, you know, get a job for more than $150 a performance, you know, because these guys here just, you know, they're undercutting. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of great talent out there at these, you know, these younger up-and-comers, you know, but they really, you know, they have to kind of work their way into it. They can't just jump out there on these big shows.
Well, I'm a prevailing wage believing guy. I've been in this business long enough to see starvation wages paid to everybody that was contract personnel.
Okay.
And it takes a lot of good people, a lot of strong effort as announcers, bullfighters, barrelmen, other contract acts to get the wages up to a point where somebody can work, you know, 40 to 50 weeks a year, maintain a good living for their family, and be able to present a professional quality performance for the committees or the producers that hire them. And, you know, and that's the bottom line. You know, it's, you know, I know that sponsorship and expenses are hard to meet in this day and age.
Right.
You know, but, By hiring quality personnel as bullfighters, whatever, you are actually putting together a value added product. It's not just some rodeo with a bunch of guys hanging off the fence watching guys get run over by bulls and guys who are telling off color jokes. You've got professional entertainers, professional bullfighters taking care of professional cowboys doing their best on fine professional grade stock.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but that's worth buying a ticket and sitting down and watching, in my opinion.
You're right about that. You're right about that. And, you know, it does. It comes down to the fans being able to support that and knowing what they're getting into when they get out there to these events and knowing what they're actually seeing. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Scotty. And I definitely appreciate your call here today, brother. Where are you headed next, man?
I'm kind of off for a while. I'm kind of getting prepared for the IPRA showcase. In January, I've got some new top secret acts that I'm keeping undercover right now. And, you know, it's just typical clown covert exercises going on here. And,
right on, man.
I'm getting some input from some gentlemen who have walked these pathways before as to the caliber and the quality of what I'm putting together. And they're making suggestions and helping me tweak it as I go. And just kind of gearing up for next year. Things have slowed down for the finals in several different associations, and unfortunately we've come to that point of the year where there's just not much going on.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, enjoy the time off. Enjoy it with your family, and you know what, man, have a blessed one, and really, you know, take care of yourself. Best of luck to you in January.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, guys. Hey, we got more coming your way here. We're going to take a short break here real quick. We got some more callers on the line. If you want to get on there and talk some bullfighting with us, 646-915-9940. Phone lines are lighting up. We got some guys on. Y'all stay tuned. This next break is going to be brought to you by Ride Rank Apparel. If you're looking to get out there and dress more than just cowboy. If you want to be more than Western, you want to be real cowboy, check out Rank Bull Apparel. That's R-A-N-K bullapparel.com. They'll be happy to guide you in the right direction. We'll get you dressing cowboy. Y'all stay tuned. Now, this next song is more fitting for today than anybody else that I know. You know, we've played it several times here on MakingA.com. Let's play a little Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike hid out behind chute number one? Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
As the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingA.com. That's right, it's Bullfighting Thursday. We're talking with some bullfighters. We're talking about some bullfighting. And we've got some more callers on the line. If you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to go down there to one of the bullfighters that I know here. This guy is a hand when it comes to bullfighting, and we're talking about freestyling, we're talking about protection. This guy knows what it's about right here. He's been around it for a few years now. He's got a little bit of he's got a little time under his belt now, and he knows what it's about. So let's see him. We've had him on the Back on the Ranch show. Shoot, this guy's got his own show on MakingA.com. We're talking with Ross Hill. Ross, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm with you. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing pretty good, stranger. How you been?
Yeah, stranger's right, man. Just hiding out. I told you I was going to take off from a radio show for the summer. It was we was all so hectically busy, and how the Alabama cell phone service is, and our internet's worse than our cell phones, so it was kind of hard for me to keep up on the show there for the summer. But we were going to kick off again another fall season. Have a couple hunting episodes and have a lot planned for us for the fall.
Good deal, man. Looking forward to it, buddy. Well, hey, man, welcome to our first Thursday afternoon bullfighting show. And, you know, we're dedicating the lunch hour rodeo shows and Thursdays to set up for the bullfighters, man. You know, tell us a little bit about what you got going on, man. And I know that you and I have talked about some of the topics here with and of course, we had Scott Plowman on there with us a few minutes ago. You know, tell us what you think about some of these things going on in the bullfighting world.
I just, you know, there's a lot of things to think about. It depends on which way you want to think, really. I like the way Scott put out a lot of the business-oriental end of it and put in pretty much, I guess you would say, quote-unquote, pro-rodeo and kind of what it represents, you know. But I don't know. I just headed to a rodeo right now, actually, going to a college show down in Livingston, Alabama, and then next week down to Ada, Oklahoma, to Rex Dunn's for the new and re-advised World Championships.
Right on, right on, man. So, yeah, man, we got you got a lot of bullfights coming up, man. And, you know, I know that, you know, as a bullfighter, man, I know it's been a struggle for you trying to get on down the road and get some of these, you know, performances that you need, you know, really that you should have. I think any pro organization or any organization, you know, or association that represents themselves as a pro rodeo, you know, they need to be looking at things like this as getting the sponsorships in order to pay the better bullfighters to be there, because you know, you guys do a job that's so, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I don't know how you guys do it for, you know, 30 or 40 bulls, you know, in a performance. And that's, I know it's wear and tear on you.
Well, I personally like the 20, 30 bulls meeting 40 and 50 a night, because if you make a mistake towards the first or even in the middle, you know, even at the end, you got a chance to redeem yourself. You know, as a bull rider, you buck off and you're done to the next night or the next weekend. So I actually like having more than one shot at not necessarily being the hero, but getting your job done and selling tickets. You know, I really feel like that's more our job, selling tickets. Like Scott said, you know, you get the good guys there and you'll have good crowds as well. But I just, you know, from being around rodeos in Alabama and South Carolina and Georgia and this little area around here, you know, you just see so much loss. You see so much loss of the population. Interest levels drop tremendously because folks has put on just half-ass rodeos left and right, and they'll just get any Tom or Harry to come work the rodeo for the cheapest, and the crowd don't like seeing the bullfighter sitting on the fence. You know, you know, why would you come pay $15 or even $10 to not see somebody get run over? You know, it's like a NASCAR race. You pay good money to see a wreck, you know. So
you're right about that.
Either get in the wreck or be there close enough to let the crowd see that you smoothed right out of one. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. Well, I know you got a big freestyle matchup coming up here in Ada, Oklahoma, right?
Yes, sir. Ada's coming up this next weekend. It's Rex Dunn's there, and it's the finalization of the World Championships. I win a second in the fall. In the spring, excuse me. Evan Allard win the first, and I just messed up. It was my loss there. I let a little bull run me over, and you know, I say it won't never happen again, but boy, that'll sure change your words.
Yeah, no doubt, Rolf. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I know you got some things coming up, man. Any plans on coming back down here to the Sunshine State here in Florida?
You know, Doug Walker usually uses me for his events in the fall. I haven't talked to Doug. You know, he's been using Rob Smith as an announcer here and there. And you know, Rob being the five-time champion that he is, he's getting his dues and doing a great job as a commentator and announcer. So, you know, when they pay Rob to come in there, usually don't like paying, you know, a couple other guys that might need a little bit more money than the locals, you know, because South Florida's a hike from Alabama, believe it or not. You ask Evan Allard about that. I know he bit his words one time. We was headed down from Oklahoma, and he said, oh, heck, we're only one state away from Florida. It can't be that far away, is it? Well, sure enough, we were 16 and a half hours away.
You're right about that, buddy. Well, I'll tell you what, man. When you get on down, we got to hook up. As a matter of fact, I think I'm supposed to go hit a rodeo with you sometime or another and sell some cotton candy. But we'll have to get on that, and I'll back on the rant show on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'll be glad to touch that topic because you know, all I got to add to that is Roll Tide. You know.
I know, Rolf. I know. But hey, I'll tell you what, buddy. We got that. We got a good Back on the Ranch show coming up this Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, man. And you know, of course, we'll send out our reminders, man. Love to have you back on the show with us, and hopefully, we'll get some things going. We're definitely going to talk about that bet. That'll definitely be coming up on the show.
That'll be good. So, what's some of your topics? What are you hitting on for the bullfighters? Like, what are you looking to? What you looking to achieve here? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, right, honestly, man, right now we're just trying to get the word out about some of the bullfighters. It's a great opportunity for the bullfighters to call in, kind of talk a little bit about what they're doing. We also want to try to get some things working with some of the producers and some of the stock contractors in order to get the money that you guys deserve to be out there in that arena. You know, this being our first show, man, we're just trying to get suggestions on it, really. We just want to have you guys, you know, this is your day, man. This is your show. So that's what we want to kind of do with it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you, Scott, for touching every event of rodeo. I know that you reach out and talk with anybody and everybody that can add to the Making Eight flavor, you know, and that goes from the team ropers to the calf ropers to the saddle bronc riders to the barrel racers. Now, I never had a problem talking to the barrel racers either.
Right. That's kind of hard to come by, you know. Well, at least for the bull riders it is.
Yeah, it's their own fault, I say.
I hear you, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Tuesdays, we've got our barrel racing show. Wednesdays, we got roping Wednesdays. And Mondays, we got our rough stock guys where we talk a little bit about bull riding and even the saddle bronc and bareback. So we're trying to cover it all right here on MakingEight.com, buddy, in the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Well, that's awesome, man. We sure appreciate what you're doing, Scott, sure enough.
Well, we appreciate you guys, Rolf. Make sure you stay in tune with us, buddy. We're about 3 minutes away, man, so we're going to wrap this thing up. But I appreciate you calling in today.
Nothing to it, brother. To all the bullfighters out there, stay hooked.
That's right, man. Good luck this weekend, Rolf.
All right. See you, Scott.
All right, buddy. All right there, rodeo fans. You know what? That's going to wind things down. If we did not get to your call today, we do apologize. Make sure next Thursday we're going to be right back here at it talking about the bullfighters. And, you know, if you're tuning in with us for the first time, I want to let you all know, make sure you check out our weekly shows right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We got Mondays, we've got rough stock. Tuesdays, we got barrel racing. Wednesdays, we got roping. And Thursdays, we got bullfighting. Do not forget, our next show is going to be Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Well, we're sitting back on the ranch. We're going to talk with some of the guys like Rolf Hill. We're going to cut up just a little bit, talk a little bit about, you know, just about anything under the weather, man. Just like any one of us cowboys or cowgirls sitting back here on the ranch, you know, what we do on a Friday or Saturday night. We're going to carry it over to Sunday night. We're going to talk about some rodeos, but we're going to have a good time there on the Back on the Ranch show. That's going to be Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here on our Thursday afternoon show. And just remind you, stay tuned to Making Eight. We're going to wrap things up, and our final break is going to be brought to you by Five Star Unplugged and True Cowboy Radio. I want to thank them for all that they do for MakingEight.com as well. Go check out Five Star Unplugged and, you know, see what they have to offer. They've got some great rodeo shows. Jennifer Seward's going to be out at the NFR this year. So make sure you go check out Five Star Unplugged. If you don't have the link, get over to MakingEight.com. Check out our friends' pages, and you'll find them right there. You know, we're going to close things out here with one of the songs I want to dedicate actually to my good buddy, Ross Hill. He'll know what I'm talking about here when we're talking a little bit of Jay Bixby and Cowboys and Cadillacs.
I had a horse when I was young. I was trying to put a saddle on. Felt a warm summer breeze from the riverbed. So I went fishing for some rainbow trout. When in the distance I heard mama shout, "Hurry up, son, dinner's going cold." Working in the city, country's still my home. Life just ain't Cowboys and Cadillacs, blue jeans and black hats. It don't matter how high the buildings rise. time's no friend. So I grab a cup of coffee on my way out the door. Fighting traffic every inch of the way. I crank the radio and try to escape, and they play an old song that brings a little smile. Cadillacs, blue jeans and black hats. It don't matter how high the ceilings rise, it always lasts. Old campfire melodies that used to sing to me. Though it's got fancy bars with models and stars, memories take me back. Cowboys and Cadillacs.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to MakingEight.com.